The article, The Burden of Stroke in Italy, an Economic Model, highlights savings arising from reduced disability following thrombolysis. This article reveals that performing thrombolytic therapy in eligible patients improves economic outcomes compared to patients receiving standard care. This model is useful for decision makers, both within and outside of the Italian national context, as a tool to assess the cost effectiveness of thrombolysis in both short and long-term period. I'm Carmen Lave Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to primary author Marco Chiumenti.
Hi, I'm Marco Chiumenti. I'm a pharmacist. I work for the Italian Clinical Society, CIFAT.
So, Marco, can you describe what the burden of stroke in Italy looks like and its impact on the community?
Stroke is the third leading cause of death in Italy. About 10-12% of death each year. Most of these events could be avoided with both the prevention, for example, with an improvement of lifestyle, both with pharmacological treatments able to effectively influence national stroke incidents. Another worrying factor that we must necessarily consider when we think about burden stroke is the disability following the event. 1 year after the ischemic event, about one-third of stroke survivors, regardless of ischemic or hemorrhagic, has a high level of disability. Completely dependent patients. This leaves a significant impact, both social and economic. The financial impact is substantial. We calculated that in Italy, the cost of 3 years of severe disability in only one patient is about 75,000 euros. In US dollars, about 85,000. The cost of 3 years with mild or no disability is much less, about 11,000 euros. In theory, a timely treatment could effectively reduce post-stroke disability. Consequently, the calculation of the savings would be very easy, the difference between the two numbers. Obviously, we are talking about a theoretical savings, the correct calculation of it clearly described in the paper. Considering that Italy is about 59 million of inhabitants, there is surely more than 20,000 eligible patients with thrombolysis. It's easy to see that the savings we are talking about are millions of euros.
So in your paper, what was the basis of your economic analysis?
For our economic model, we extracted data about the efficacy of thrombolytic therapies from international trials, whereas the data costs are only Italian. It has been a conscious choice. First, it's methodologically correct because it would be wrong to use costs from other countries in which national economies and healthcare systems are different, as well as the consequent public or private preferences. Furthermore, the choice about the efficacy data from the international trials will allow to adjust the model outside of Italy using the costs of the respective countries. The next step will be, in fact, the application of the model to local countries, more or large, Italian or any other country with all the necessary changes to the model.
Can you outline your study design?
The basic concept is that if an ischemic stroke patient is timely treated with thrombolytic drugs, it's likely that his disability over the next 3 years and in the rest of his life may be less than the untreated patient. More severe disability means higher costs. Calculating this delta cost, and therefore cost savings, is not so easy, and it required the design of an economic model. It was necessary to cross the cost data and data related to disability over time, both in the arm of treated patients and separately in the arm of untreated patients. The delta of the cost between the two arms corresponds to the savings.
So what you're suggesting is the best model of care economically and for the survivor and families is thrombolysis, is that right?
Yeah. The management of the stroke patient requires effort and collaboration of many professionals inside the hospital and after discharge. We calculated cost of disability after discharge, correlating them to the activities that take place into the hospital. This study provides a tool to understanding the importance and time cost savings of a timely thrombolysis in post-stroke patients. We didn't go deeper a complicated and accurate model of care. These steps come after our study, and it's in the hands of the decision makers. I think the correct way to make decisions is to take into account the scientific evidence The economic model explains how much we could save. Now, it's up to the decision makers to use this published data and choose how many resources allocate to the implementation of all the technologies aimed at increasing the number of treated patients with thrombolysis.
Can you describe the differences in the related costs of care in patients treated with Alteplase compared to those receiving just standard care?
We have not calculated the average cost of a single treated patient compared to the cost of an untreated patient, because patients are very different each other. The severity of disability after ischemic stroke is related to many factors, such as the when of the brain affected by ischemia and the time between the ischemic event and reperfusion after thrombolytic therapy. We calculated the potential savings, the difference between the cost, considering all the possible severity of the patient disability and the potential improvements that could ensure thrombolysis. I'm trying to be more clear. Imagine a patient totally dependent. It's a huge social and economic cost, about 70,000 euros in 3 years, much more compared to an independent patient. Thrombolysis reduces disabled patient and increases the independence, allowing significant savings.
What impact do you hope that this data will have on stroke treatment and management?
I think that our study may help to decrease the number of very disabled patients if it can both to reach decision makers and to raise awareness of healthcare professionals to the problem of post-stroke disability. This study is not sponsored. It is only already published data, and it was the result of a multidisciplinary collaboration. I'm a pharmacist, and in addition to manage this economic evaluation, I participated with the hospital team to staff training and development of care pathways with the aim of treating the highest number of post-stroke patients with Alteplase as well as faster. My hope is that the decision makers will use more and more this cause analysis as an assessment tool. And then the economic resources will be used in the future by the multidisciplinary teams. I believe that only with the support of all health professionals united in the same purpose, we will be able to do really the best for the patient.
You've been listening to an interview with Mario Cumenti and Carmen Lab-Jenkins from the International Journal of Stroke. This article on the burden of stroke in Italy, an economic model, has been published in the International Journal of Stroke in 2015. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.